Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara on Daf Samaches, which is a sugya of Nisin Tam Lefgam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. The Rabbi Yechanan says, even if we are to say that Nisin Tam Lefgam is mutter, but in a case of a shpiach of a safe pogam, divrei hakol aser. In Tesis, with the Ramaschal take, we find that Tesis brings down from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi argues. And the Yerushalmi says, kol neis ne taimim, beinu pgam, beinu shvach aser, divrei remeir. Reb Shimon oimer shvach aser, pgam mutter. Reishwakish oimer ma pligin, kishe shpiach v'achakach pogam. Avon pogam v'achakach shpiach oifer meir moide. Rabbi Yechanan Loishanya, he is Shpiach, he pegam, he is Shpiach, he amachloikes. From the Yerushalmi one clearly sees that both according to Rabbi Yechanan and according to Reish Lakish, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon argue in a case of a Shpiach or a Besayf Pogam, and even in a case of a Shpiach or a Besayf Pogam, but still according to Reb Shimon, it is Motzer. On the other hand, according to our Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan explains by Shpiach or a Besayf Pogam, Divrei Hakol, it is Osir. Now, one has to understand what is pshat in this machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as far as the case of a shpiach or b'seif pogam. So, to explain pshat in this machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, I'd like to makdim with the following nidin. As far as the ikar heter of neis and tam of gam, one can explain the heter of neis and tam of gam with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain that the halacha of neis and tam of gam is a halacha in tam kikr, that tam lefgam does not have the halacha of tam kikr. And for that reason, the iser will be nespatzel. Or do we say that if one has a nesin tam lefgam, then the iser itself is not considered a dover ha'aser? This nidin is a seeming machlekes harishainim. In the Rashba, we find that the Rashba says that halacha of neis and tam of gam only applies to a case that an iser muat was nesarevim heter meruba. And only if the heter is meruba ala iser, do we have the halacha of neis and tam of gam. Avol iser meruba teich heter muat. And even if one has mechza al mechza, one does not have the halacha of neis and tam of gam, ad sheyifkim lagamri sheni roi lamaychol adam. The Ran on the other one argues, and the Ran understands that the halacha of neis and tam of gam applies, even if one does not have heter meruba ala iser. And even if the heter is not meruba ala iser, but still there is a halacha of neis and tam of gam. Here, the basis of this machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba is dependent upon the tutzav that we mentioned before as far as how to understand the halacha of neis and tam of gam. Do we understand that the halacha of neis and tam of gam is halacha and tam kikr, that tam of gam does not have the halacha of tam kikr, but as far as the iser itself, one needs to mevatel the iser itself, which is a sheet of the Rashba, for that reason the Rashba understands that only if one has heter meruba al iser, do we have the halacha of neis and tam of gam. The Ran on the other one argues, and the Ran understands, that by neis and tam of gam the entire iser is paka. And for that reason, even if one does not have heter meruba ala iser, but still if the iser is neis and tam of gam, it is paka isurai. This the Rashba understands, that when it's heter meruba ala iser, in order to have the halacham neis and tam of gam, is a Rashba oshitase. In the Rishenim we find that the Rishenim asked the following kasha. What is pshat in the heter of neis and tam of gam, if the makar of the heter of neis and tam of gam is learned out from the pasuk that one needs nevela ru'yu ager to be considered a nevela, and nevela she'ena ru'yu ager ena kruya nevela. V'chira, as far as neis and tam of gam, it is ru'yu ager, and since it is ru'yu ager, for that reason, one should not have the halacham nevela she'ena ru'yu ager ena kruya nevela to matter neis and tam of gam. To answer this kash, we find that the Rashba says as follows, that the din of eini ruyu ager mischalek hu lefi anesim. As far as the maichel itself is concerned, as long as the maichel itself is roi ktsas or achila, Choshiv Shaparoy Lager. But as far as Allah have Nisin Tam, that the Torah said that the Tam Ha Isser is Oyser Sahetesh Nisarabai, Koshinivka Matam Valoyak Vimiktas, Havalik Tam She Einaru Uyo Lager Vishari. From the Rashbon clearly sees that the Rashbon understands that Halacham Nisin Tam of Gam is a heter as far as a Tam is concerned. And as far as this, the Torah says, the Tam ha Iser Oyser sa heter. One needs a Tam ha Royal Ger, and Nisin Tam of Gam, the Tam is not Royal Ger. And for that reason, the Rashba says, in order to invatel the Iser itself, one needs heter Meruba al ha Iser. The Ran on the other end answers the Kasha with a different Malach, and the Ran answers the Kasha by saying, the Midrasha de Einu Uyo Gera Manu Shirak Shadam Nena Me Amaycho Asrasi Taya Umin Amaycho Asmik Shuben Hare Nena Adam Afiuk Shatayme Pogum Ktsas Avotam Amaycho Shnesar B'maycho Acher Hare Einu Nena Mimenu Elam Mitzdara Olav Utsveho Yenoyach Leishu Leinesar Vol Isser Kan, and therefore it is considered like an Avela She'ena Ruyo Lager, and the Isser is Paka. Based on this, that the Rashba explains that Allah of Nisin Tam of Gam is because he is not Nene from the Isser, Elam Itzdar Olav, Utsveho Yenoyachoy Shoynesarev, the Ran goes on to say, Shem Higdala Isser Midasi Shalheter, Ad Shemashbiach Yeser Kishaoychoy Begoido Midasi, Mimashu Pagan Behef Setaimai, it is Osir Ad Shepasol Milachal Adam, since then he is Nene Mimenu. And as long as he is Nenemi Menu, one no longer has Allah of Nisin Tam with Gam. That is a Shita of the Ran. Okay, there is another tremendous Nafkamina as well. What is Allah as far as Chametz of Pesach? That Chametz is Oyser B'masho. If the Chametz was Nisin Tam with Gam, does the Chametz Aser or not? In the Mechaber in Ochis Pesach, Simen Tafram Zayin Sefiyot, we find the Mechaber says, Nisin Tam of Gam Mutter Gam Be Pesach. The Ramah and the other one argues, and the Ramah says, V'yish Machmirin, that Chametz of Pesach is Aser, even if the Chametz is Nisin Tam of Gam. This the Mechaber understands, that Nisin Tam of Gam is Mutter Gam Be Pesach, even though Chametz is Aser Be Pesach Hamashu, is because the Mechaber understands, like the Shita of the Ran, that based on the Halacha of Nisin Tam with Gam, the entire Isser is Paka. This, that the Rama argues, is because the Rama understands that the Halacha of Nisin Tam with Gam is itself dependent upon Bittul, that the Guf of Isser is Nisbatzo. And since Chometz is Oyser B'Pesach Hamashu, for that reason the Guf of Isser is not Nisbatzo. And as long as the Guf of Isser is not Nisbatzo, the fact that Chometz is Nisin Tam with Gam is itself not a reason to mutter, but rather we will say that Chametz is Aser even if it is Nisin Tam with Gam based on the Shita of the Rashba. In Tesis 4, on the Samach Vav Meral of the Yamaschal Machal, we find that Tesis says as follows, Yeisho Yimefarshim the Choliser Davi B'Masho Aminim Be Nisin Tam of Gam Mutter, Deinuch HaTam Batal Yeisho Yimashu Be'alef, who are the Nisin Tam of Gam. Tesis on the other hand goes on to argue, and Tesis says that even if we are to say that min b'mina is not batal, but still, by nisin tam with gam it will be batal. And Tosfos goes on to say that if there is halacha, that even b'shein mina, it is oyser b'mashu, then nisin tam with gam will be aser. But if the entire halacha mashu is dependent upon min b'mina, then nisin tam with gam will be mutter. In the Kvega, we find the Kvega asks the following to me on Tesis. What is the difference between the halacha min b'minei oyser b'mashu and min b'sheinei minei oyser b'mashu? Just like on min b'sheinei minei aser b'mashu, the halacha would have been the nisin tam of gam is aser, so too we should say that if min b'minei is b'mashu, the halacha is nisin tam of gam is aser. So to explain Pshat and Tesis and to answer Kvega's Kasha Ocheon has to say as follows. That Tesis understands that Halacha of Nisin Tam of Gam is Halacha on Hilchas Chashivos, and an Isser which is Nisin Tam of Gam is lacking in Chashivos, and for that reason it is Batzal. And for that reason Tesis understands that as far as the Halacha Min B'minei B'mashu, One will have the halacha of nois and tam lefgam. Since by min b'minei, one needs the chashiva sa'iser, in order for us to say min b'minei le'batzel, if the iser is nois and tam lefgam, it does not have a chashiva in order that it should not be nesbatzel. On the other hand, if one has halacha, that even min b'sheinamine is a mashu, by min b'sheinamine there is no chashivas whatsoever. As Tesis says, deinu chatam batol yoyiser mi mashu be'alef. And if one does not need any chashivas, and still the loch is a mashu, so to the loch will be the neis in tam lefgam is aser. That is a chia. A mahalach one can say b'shitas ha-Tesis to answer the kasha of Reb Kiveger. Now getting back to the previous machlokes that we mentioned between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Then in our Gemara we find that Bichon says, it is aser, and there is no halacha of neisin tam lefgam. On the other hand, in the Yerushalmi we find that according to Reb Shimon, hishpiach v'saif pogam is mutzer. L'chir, one can explain the basis of the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi based on the two tzadim that we mentioned before, as far as how to understand the halacha of neisin tam lefgam. If we are to understand that halacha of neis and tam lefgam is not a halacha and tam kicker, but rather it is a halacha and the ikar iser, like the sheet of the Ran. For that reason, we will say, as we find in our Gemara, shpiach v'soif pogam is aser. Since mitchila was mashpiach, and there was no afka on the ikar iser, for that reason we say that it is b'yisurei koi. On the other hand, according to the other tzad, that halacha of neis and tam lefgam is halacha in tam kicker. That by neis and tam lefgam, we do not apply the halacha of tam kicker. For that reason, we will say that even though meikara was mashpiach, but since right now it is no longer mashpiach, for that reason the halacha will be a shpiach or besoif pogam is motzer. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. This that we find, that the Rashba explains b'shitas ha-Bavli that the Yisayid ha-din of neis and tam lefgam is halach and tam kicker, and by neis and tam lefgam we do not apply the halach of tam kicker, and still we say yishpiach v'saif pogam is aser, is a chir based on this, that since mekor was mashpiach, the heter was neshapech liyois keiser, and since at the time that it was mashpiach, the heter was neshapech liyois aser, for that reason we will say that even though now it was pogam, but now one no longer needs the halacha of tam kicker. The heter was already neshapech le'iser based on the fact that it was mashpiach meikara. And according to the Rashba, here one can explain pshat the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, that the machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is itself a machlokes if we say that the heter was neshapech le'is aser or not. This that the Bavli understands, that ishbiach v'saif pogam u'kleyalma is aser, is based on this that we say that the heter was neshapech liyos aser meikara at the time that there was a shvach. This, that the Yerushalmi argues, is okay because the Yerushalmi understands that even though there was a shvach meikara, but still even meikara, the heter was not neshapech liyos keiser. And the entire halacha of tam kicker is just this, that the iser is not nisbatel beheter. And therefore we will say that even though there was a shvach meikara, but still, since right now there is a pagam, and one no longer has the halacha of tam keiker, now the iser will be nesbatel b'roiv heter. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat l'machlokes between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi, according to the mahalach of the Rashba. Now, as far as this, we find the Rish Lakish says that koi alma b'pagam ur b'sleif yishviach it is mutzer. Is a chira based on this, the Rish Lakish understands that the halacha of neis and tam lefgam is afka in the ikra iser. And since it is afka in the ikra iser, once the ikra iser was paka, we do not say that the ikra iser is chayzer v'neyer. That is one way with which one can explain pshat in the heter of pogam ur b'sefesh biach. L'chir, one can explain pshat in the heter of pogam ur b'sefesh biach with a different mahalach. And one can explain pshat in the heter of pogam ur b'sefesh biach. Based on this, we find in the Rosh, in Chumash and Perek HaDanoshin and Siman Lamed Zayin, that the Rosh says, "Hey, chash nespatol davar iser beyavish beroiv afil chazar ubeshoy v'neisen tam beterei koi." And so too we will say by pogam ur v'sefesh biach, that since it was pogam eikor at that time was nespatol, and therefore even though now one has the tam v'shvach, but still since it was nespatol beterei koi. Now, if we are to understand like the first Mahalach, that the reason why Pogam Ur B'Seif Hishpiach is Mutzer, is because since the entire Isser was Paka, for that reason, even though it was Ur B'Seif Hishpiach, but still it is Mutzer, similar to this, what we find in the Chavistas near Adea Simen Kuf Gimos of Katan Aleph, that the Chavistas says that in a case of the Gofa Isser was Nifkam Ugamri, Achiyatza Me Isurei Einei Chayzel Isurei. As the Chavistas proves from this, only it's a pasuk, the nevela sheina ruyo agar eina kriya nevela, dal korchach kroetzra chayecha shetikin laeser, dibish aichi ba'idin misraches, voitzorach kra de nevela sheina ruyo agar de blavachim motimitam shushaloi kederach achilasai. And for that reason, the Chavistas goes on to say, rak de kra de nevela sheina ruyo agar itzrich shaporach shema iser lagamri, dav shetikinay acheroi lachila motir. And so too, according to the Ran, one can say, by every nisin tam of gam, that the iser was yotza mechlal isurei. Now to explain Pshat the Mandomer, who says, that pogam of b'sleif hishpiach is aser, is okay because that Mandomer understands that the heter of nisin tam of gam is like you mentioned before, b'shem the Rashba, that the iser was not yotza mechlal isurei. All one is missing is the halacha of tam keiker. And since the Isser was Nayotzim Chol Yisuri, for that reason, when it will be Mashpiach, one will have the Isser of Tam Keiker. But now one has to understand, if we are to explain that the Heter of Pogam will be Seif Hishpiach, like the Shita of the Rosh that we mentioned, that Heichash Nespatel Davru Isser B'Yavish, Afil Chazer U'Bishoi V'Nesen Tam Be'Terei Koi, according to the Mahalach of the Rosh, how are we to explain Pshat in the Mandomer who says that Pogam or B'Seif Hishpiach is Aser? Well, if it was Pogam Eikorah, it was a readiness battle, and therefore we should say Be'Terei Koi, and for that reason, even though B'Seif was Mashpiach, but still, it should still be Motzer. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that according to the Rosh, this that we find, that there is a Mandomer who says that Pogam or B'Seif Hishpiach is Aser, does not mean only when it will end up being Mashpiach, but rather even Ba'ide Pagam, since the Seife Lashpiach is not considered a Pagam, and therefore it is Aser even Ba'ide Pagam, as we find in the Prichadash and Simen Kof Gimos of Katan Ches. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Tzad, that Pagam of a Seife Lashpiach is Aser according to the Shita of the Rosh. Our Gemara goes on to say, Omer Avamram, Evshri Yisro Hadar Rabbi Yichanan, Vaitanyo Vimas Nisan, Nofak, Dok Vashkach, Titanan Sar Shalchun, Shnofo Tachisa Vishwag, Leila Hachmetz, Vachmitza Vachyach, Nofo Sar Shal Truma, Oi Sar Shal Kuya Karan Vishwag, Leila Hachmetz Osir, Reb Shema Matzer, Vahacha de Pogam Ekarhu Pligi, Omer Abzir Shaini Yisro Hoyo Ruyo Chamea Bakama Yisai Sacherei. Our Gemara goes on to bring another raya. Tashma asar shal chumah v'shalchun shnafo teichisa v'zek deo hachmetz v'zek deo hachmetz v'chim tzu aser. Reb Shema mater, nafo shal chumah tchila divri akal aser. Nafo shal chun v'achikach nafo shal chumah ishal kili akarim aser Reb Shema mater. V'acha de pogam meikaro pligi. V'chitei mahachi nami. Kid Reb Zera. Tashma mi seifa. Hayayin shnafo teichadashim v'chim shnafo teichisa maser Reb Shema mater. V'achinami de paga meikaro pligi, v'chitei machinami kedeshani le'u'a le'abchaga, k'sheshbiachu b'seif pagam, u'mi pligi k'sheshbiachu b'seif pagam, v'ketani nofal shal truma tchila divrei hakol aser. A'alav sh'mamina b'paga meikaro ma'chike sh'mamina. From this someone sees in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains that the ma'chike is between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. Is a machlokes as far as nisin tam lefgam lechir one clearly sees that the way chimutz works, and this that if iser falls into heter and the iser is mechametz the heter, this that the heter is aser is because through chimutz one has an esinas tam, and for that reason if the tam is a tam lefgam, then one can apply the halacha of Nisen Tam Lefgam Mutter, which, as we mentioned before in our shir, Andav Samach Vav, is a shita of Rashi and Tesis and Chuan, Andav Tzadi Tesma Beis, and so too is a mashmos of the Rashi and Orlam Perak Beis Mishnah Yitzayin. On the other hand, in the Rambam, in Orla Perak Beis Mishnah, we find that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam explains this, that Chimot Asers is because by Chimot the Pu'ua of the Mechamet is Nikeres. And since the Pu'ua of the Mechamet is Nikeres, for that reason, the Mechamet is not Batel. Now, okay, one has to understand, according to the Rambam, how are we to explain Pshat and our Gemara, that our Gemara says that by Chimot one can have the Alach of Nisin Tam of Gam. But Chimot has nothing to do with Nisin as Tam. So to answer this Kashra from our Gemara and the Shita of the Rambam, one can say as follows, that the Rambam explains that the heter of Nisin Tam of Gam is not a Halach and Tam kicker, but rather, as he mentioned before, B'Shem the Ram, the Halach of Nisin Tam of Gam is Afka in the Ikar HaIsser. And since it is Afka in the Ikar HaIsser, for that reason, the Halach of Nisin Tam of Gam will apply to Chimot as well. And even though the Puas Chimot is Nikeres, and therefore it should not be Batel, but still the Ikar Iser is Paka, since it is Nisin Tam of Gam, and it is not Mashbiach. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, who explains that Halach of Nisin Tam of Gam is Halach and Tam Kikar, then one can prove from our Gemara that Halach of Chimot is Halach in Nisin as Tam, and for that reason we will apply the Halach of Nisin Tam of Gam. That is one Mahalach with which one can answer the Rambam from our Gemara. In the Gemara before that from Testament Aleph, we find that the Gemara explains this, their Belez and Rabbanon argue. By Sar Shalchun Vishal Truma Shinofo Techisa Libazek Deo Chametz Libazek Deo Chametz Vinstarfu Vechimtsu, that according to Belazar it is Aser, and according to Rabbanon it is Mutzer. The Gemara explains Pshat and Belazar that Belazar holds Zev is a Gerim is Aser. Rabbanon who argues because Rabbanon holds Zev is a Gerim is Mutzer. In the Ram Badapi Arif, Dafum of Vavim and Aleph, we find that the Ram says, this, I think, Gemara explains Pshat and Malchikas between Abulaz and Rabbanon. Is a Malchikas of Zev is a Gerim is Aser, or Zev is a Gerim is Mutzer, is based on this, that the Iser of something which is Mechamet is not because of Nisin Astam. As Iran says, Shred of Arpashet, Shem Kazayis, Neveil of Kazayish Chutin, and Starfum Nos Nutam, the Mikveh is Mutzer. Even according to Mandam Rold, Zev is a Gerim is Aser. The Chomet Shaini, Lefish Mepneshu Achshir Shalisario Kionis Hav Sal Isa Mikoyach HaGormim. And for that reason, the Gemara explains that the Machloikis is dependent if we are to say Zev is a Gerim Mutter or Zev is a Gerim is Aser. Now, here one has to understand, if so, how are we to explain Shat in our Gemara that our Gemara says that this Reb Shimon is Mutter is because Reb Shimon is going with Taimei Da'amar Afil Iser Ve'Iser Nami Le'Mitztarfi, which is the halacha that Reb Shimon says that to Yisurim or Nametzdarif ta'aser b'nesinas tam. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara, one can say that by Chimot there are two possible reasons why Chimot should aser. First of all, Chimot can aser because of this, that the Isa was nishavsa al yidei the Chimot, and the Isa was nishavsa al yidei the Sar. And then we can be done that the Chimot should aser, since with Chimot one has an Esinas Tam. And therefore the Gemara before, on the Fem Tesma base, is discussing this, that according to Rabbanon, we do not say that the Isa should be Nesar, since the Isa was Neshafsa al Yidei Gerim of Eser. For that reason the Gemara says, the Rabbanon holds Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. On the other hand, our Gemara is discussing this, that according to Reb Shimon it is Mutter, and we do not aser Mishum Nisin Astam. And for that reason, our Gemara explains that this, that according to Reb Shimon, we do not aser the Isum Mishum Nisin Astam, is because according to Reb Shimon, if he will iser ve iser nami loy mitzdarfi. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. On this, our Gemara says, Reb Shimon would start for a heta with Isra Tesis asks, and Tamra my Utoli Pogtail Vizev is a Gurim Kahid to save Parako Atzomim. Tesis answers his kasha by saying, Vishwaimar, Tayo Dafka, Shemazak, Deo Achmitz. If we are to say like Tesis says, that Heicha sheyesh v'kol echad de lahachmetz, we do not say zev is a gerim mutter, but rather kuyam alawacha zev is a gerim aser. If so, what is pshat in this? Reb Shimon is mutter. What happened to alawacha zev is a gerim aser? So to answer this kasha, one has to say that from the shita of Reb Shimon who is mutter, even if each one has inik de lahachmetz, it is muchach. That according to Reb Shimon, the entire Isser of Chimatz is only Mishum Nesinestam, and not because we say that the Isser is Neshava Al Yedei Chimatz. Only according to the Shita of Rabbanon, in the Gemara before in Daf Mem Tes, the Rabbanon are talking about a case that Ein Bechol Echak De Lachametz, can the Gemara explain that the Isser of Chimatz is because the Isser is Neshava Al Yedei Chimatz, and for that reason the Gemara can explain Pshat Meheter according to Rabbanon is because Rabbanon understand that Zev is a Gerim is Motzer. From Reb Shimon on the other hand, it is Mochrach that the Isra of Chimatz is only Mishom Nesinas Tam. And for that reason, our Gemara explains Pshat and Reb Shimon that the Isra of Shimon is Motzer is because Reb Shimon understands that even Isra ve Isra are not Mitzdarfin. Based on this, one can say this I mentioned before, b'shem the Rambam, that the Rambam explains that the Isser of Chimatz is Mishon Pulasi Nikeres, is because the Rambam is going b'shitas Rabbanon in the Gemara before and Daf Mem Tes, that the Isser of Chimatz is Mishon Pulasi Nikeres, and for that reason, this Rabbanon matters because Rabbanon understand that Halacha Zev is a Gerim is Motzer. On the other hand, our Gemara, which is referring to the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, understands that the Isser of Chimatz is Mishom Nesinas Tam. And for that reason, one can apply the halacha of Nesin Tam with Gam is Mutter. In the Goyin Shneis Aliyah in Arla Perek Peis Mishnah Test, we find that the Goyin Shneis Aliyah explains Pshat and Argamar with a different mahalach. And the Goyin explains this Reb Shimon is Mutter, is because b'shosh mashpachas havei zev is a gerim. Dibekol echad ein bei kadei lachametz. Va'achar kach havei pege meikara. And the Goyin goes on to say this, our Gemara says, that according to Reb Shimon, this Reb Shimon is matters because Reb Shimon understands that even Iser ve'Iser le'mitztarfi is only Rav Chadimilsa le'ruye de Reb Shimon's filei b'feirish de zev is a gerim mutter. From the Goyin, one sees that the Goyin understands that even when we are discussing this in Estam, but still, we will apply the halacha of Zev as a Gerim Mutter, and the Goyin is Chiyuk on the Ram that we mentioned before. But now, one has to understand Pshat and the Goyin. What is Pshat in this that the Goyin explains? That Peshash Mashbachas Havi Zev as a Gerim the Kolechad Ein Bekadei Lachametz, but here we are discussing a case that Yesh Bekadei Lachametz. So to explain Pshat and the Goyin, one has to say as follows. This that the Goyin explains, that we are discussing Ein Beikadei Lachametz, is as far as this, that it was Mechametz B'Sha'achas. As far as this was Mechametz B'Sha'achas, it is Ein Beikadei Lachametz, and this that was Mechametz B'Sha'achas, is only B'Tzir of the Heter. And for that reason, as far as Sha'achas is concerned, it is considered a Zev is a Goyim. And our Gemara proves from this, Reb Shimon holds that Iser v'Iser le'mitztarfi that Zev is a Gerim is Motzer. And therefore, as far as a Shvach Meikara, that was Mechametz b'Sha'achas, as far as that, we will say Zev is a Gerim Motzer. As far as the Chimus of Shtei Shoyis is concerned, that we cannot apply the halacha of Zev is a Gerim since it is Yesh b'Kadei Lechametz, we will say that it is Pegim Eikara. And for that reason, Reb Shimon is Matzer. That is how the Goyin explains Pshat and our Gemara, and explains why there is no steer between our Gemara and the Gemara before on Daf Mem Tes. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha. From our Gemara, Tesis proves that this Reb Shimon says, or whoever killed a Karamer a Mitzdarfin, does not mean that according to Reb Shimon, Ein Tzrichim Mitzarev, since Reb Shimon is Mechayev, even on a Kol Shehu, but rather, Ein Mitzarev means that Ein Mitzarev in Lechiyuv. Taisus asks, what happened to the Shita Reb Shimon? The Reb Shimon is mechayv on a kol shehu lemakis. And according to Reb Shimon, one does not need tita kazayis lichay malkis, but rather, according to Reb Shimon, one is chayv even if all one need is a ma shehu aviser. And therefore, who needs a tziruf? Taisus answers his kasha by saying as follows, v'tiruz habenutam. But as far as taruvus is concerned, even according to Reb Shimon, we will not say kol shehu lemakis. Now, as far as how to explain this, Rabbeinu Tam says that even according to Reb Shimon, the Taruvus we do not say Kol Shehu Lemakis. We find the Machlikas Harishenim before in Tesis and Avsamaches Amud Aleph. Rabbeinu Yochar explains that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Halacha of Reb Shimon Kol Shehu Lemakis only applies to an Isser which is Be'en, but an Isser Shenesarev, even if it was not Nesarev Beroiv, but still we will not apply the Halacha of Reb Shimon Kol Shehu Lemakis. And one will need to eat a kazayis shel iser in order to be chayim makis. On the other hand, Tesis brings down Moshe Meiri, that the Meiri argues on Rabbeinu Yochar, and the Meiri understands this that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we do not apply the halacha of Reb Shimon kol shel makis. In a case of taruvus, is only referring to a case that one has roiv heter. In a case that one has roiv heter. And therefore, one can have a bittul on the Isser. We will not say kol shehu lemakis, but rather the Isser will be nisbatel b'roiv. And for that reason, Reb Shimon says, ein mitzdarfin lesser, since we will say that the Isser is nisbatel b'roiv. From Rabbeinu Yochar, one sees that if not for this, that the halacha of Reb Shimon only applies to a case that the Isser is be'en, and not to a case that the Isser is b'taruvus, we will not be able to apply the halacha of bittul b'roiv. But rather, we will say that even if one has reiv heter, but still the reiv heter cannot be mevatel the mi'ud ha'iser, since according to Reb Shimon, one is chayiv even on a kol shehu. L'chir, one has to understand pshat in Rabbeinu Yochar. Why is the fact that according to Reb Shimon, one is chayiv even on a kol shehu, is that a reason that we should not apply the halacha of bittul b'roiv? So to explain pshat in Rabbeinu Yochar, L'chir, one has to say as follows. The Rabbeinu Yochar understands as far as bittul of lach b'lach is concerned. In order for the Isser to be nisbatel, we have to see the Isser command the lesser. As long as we cannot see the Isser command the lesser, we will not apply the halacha of bittul b'roiv. As is mashman in Tesis and Zvachim, on the fine gimel manav and Tesis in Menachas Navchav Beis and Rebeis. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Yochar understands that since according to Reb Shimon, there is a halacha of kol shehu lemakis for the reason we cannot even consider a kol shehu command the lesser. Since a kol shehu is considered a complete iser even as far as makis is concerned, for that reason we cannot consider a kol shehu command the lesser. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Yochar explains b'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that from there it is mukhrach that Reb Shimon is only mechayv on a kol shehu be'en, and not in a kol shehu b'taruvus. And since Reb Shimon is not mechayv on a kol shehu b'taruvus, for that reason, one can apply the halacha bittul b'roiv, since one no longer has the chashivos of a kol shehu, and therefore we can consider a kol shehu command the lesser. This that we explained, that as far as bittul lach b'lach, one needs to be considered command the lesser. And as long as one has a shear for chiyah malchus, we cannot consider the iser command alessa. So to l'chir is mashma in the Gemara Nav Samech Tes Amad Aleph. That the Gemara says, Iboi lu nofal l'goy chal amai. Armalei av hu arav ashi av uvde bir av kana va os arav kana. Armalei av hu imartute imartit. Which Rashi explains to mean Imartu to Imartu l'chatichastakas k'tanes v'sheretz yisuri b'ka dosha k'tumosai v'chay shinan dilma b'leya chatichas sheretz b'hadei chaymetz. Now l'chir, one has to understand what happened to the halacha of bittul b'roiv. If there is no problem of nesinas tam, then the ach barsh minisbatul b'roiv chaymetz. And therefore, even if we are to be cheshish, that he's being b'leya chatichas sheretz b'hadei chaymetz, but still we should apply the halacha of bittul b'roiv. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, one can explain pshat in our Gemara based on this that we mentioned before, that since in order for the iser to be nisbato, one needs to consider the iser command alessa, as long as one has a complete iser as far as chiyah malchus is concerned, such an iser cannot be considered command alessa. and for that reason, if one has a Shir Achbar, to Mechaya Malkus, since as Rashi explains, that he Surei Bekadosha Ketumasai, for that reason, we will not apply the halacha of Bittul Beroiv. And even if there is no Nesinus Tam, but still, we will not apply the halacha of Bittul Beroiv. That is a Chariah one can explain Pshat, and our Gemara can explain Pshat, Beshitas Rabbeinu Yochar. Now, as far as this, Rabbeinu Yochar says, the Bishim is only Mechayiv on the Koshu, Heicha that the Isser is Be'en, and not in a case that the Isser is B'taruvis. In the Achrenim, we find that the Achrenim ask the following Tamiya from the Gemara in Shavuos Nafchaf Aleph from a base. That the Gemara in Shavuos Nafchaf Aleph from a base proves that Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Kiva says, we do not say Kosho and Makas from this. Rabbi Kiva says, Nazir Sharpita Biayin. V'yeish v'kadeyotzar of Kazayis Chayiv. V'yis al-kadaytach k'Rabbi Shimon Sfiyoi de Kosho and Makas lomeli tziruf. Now, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yochar, the Rabbeinu Yochar understands with Shita as Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbi Shimon is only Mechayiv on a Koshu if the Koshu of Isser is Ben, and not if the Koshu of Isser is Betaruvis, then how can the Gemara and Shavuos prove from Rabbi Kiva? From this, Rabbi Kiva says that when he eats Siruf, the Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbi Shimon, if even according to Rabbi Shimon Betaruvis, we do not say Koshu Emakis. So to answer this kasha, we find two basic Mahalchim in the Achrenim. The Stipler in Simon Chafav answers the kasha as follows. That even according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Yochar, that Betaruvis, we do not apply the halacha of Rabbi Shimon B'Koshu Amakis. But if we are to say, Hatter Mitztarif Le'Isser, and we are to understand like the Shita of Tesis in B'Sachim and Rambanim Al-Chamis, that this that we say, Hatter Mitztarif Le'Isser, is only if the Hatter and Isser are Betaruvis. Then this that we say Hetter Mitztarif Le'Isser is because the Hetter is considered itself like Isser, and that itself is a chiddush of Hetter Mitztarif Le'Isser, that we consider Shakol Nehapach Le'Isser. And for that reason, since the said of Hetter Mitztarif Le'Isser is because we say that the Hetter itself is Neshapach Le'Isser, now it is considered as if the Isser is Be'en, and one will be Chayv on a Kol Shulamakis, and one will not need a tziruf of a kazayis in order to be chayim makis. And for that reason, from this, Rabbi Kiva says, the nazir sharpita b'yayim v'yeish v'kadeh tzarev kazayis chayiv. And one needs a tziruf kazayis in order to be chayiv, from there one sees. Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva understands we do not say kol shehu makis. That is how the stipler answers Achrenim's kasha on Rabbeinu Yochar from the Gemara in Shavuos. In the Beis HaLevi, on the other end of Chilkal, some Gimel is Ches, we find another Mahalach as far as how to answer the Achrenim's Kasha. And the Beis HaLevi says, since this, the Rabbeinu Yochar understands Reb Shimon is only Mechayiv on a Koshu Amakas Heicha De'ika Ben. Is because Heicha De'ika Ben, then we say that with his Achila he was Machshiv the Isser. And based on this, he was Machshiv the Isser, for that reason he is Chayiv even on a Koshu. Then wherever we see that he is Mechavan Achilas Isser, we will say that with his Achila he was Machshiv the Isser, and he will be Chayiv even on Pachas Mikazayis. And for that reason, Heichash Nesarev, that one does not have an Achshiv Achilas Isser, since one can say Shebeshul Achila Keheter Sheboi Hu Eichloi, for that reason, Heichash Nesarev, we will not apply the Halacha of Reb Shimon Koshu Amakis. But in the case of the Gemara in Shavuos, the Rabbi Kiva is discussing that he was Shora Pitei B'Yayin, and he was Shora Pitei B'Yayin B'Yadayim U'B'Kavona. For that reason, we will say that with his Achila he was Machshiv the Isser, even though one has a Taruvis. Only in a case, Shnis Arav Memela, do we not apply the Halacha of Reb Shimon Kol Shua Makis. That is the Teretz of the Beis HaLevi and other Achrenim, as far as how to answer the Shita of Rabbeinu Yochar from the Gemara in Shavuos. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Again, our Gemara is a Shaila, Nafa Lagoi Chalamai. The Gemara says, Avinasavar Shure B'Meya V'Chad, Omer Lagoram Metruma D'Tnan Truma Oila Be'echad U'Meya. On this, the Gemara says, "Amoy Rav Tachlifa Bar Giza, Ravina Dilma Ketavon Shor Truma V'Kedeva Dami Dvoi Batol Taimayu." From this, the Gemara says, "Ravina Savo Shure B'Meya V'Chad." Do I go with Truma from here, Chiru, and Seed? Like the Shita of the Ritva, that the Ritva explains in our Gemara, that this by Truma, we are Meshar Be'echad Umeya, is Mishom Nesinas Tam, which is a Chiru based on this, what we find in the way of Aryeh and Chun and Avtalites from a base, that up to Umeya, one still has a Tam Kalosh. And as far as Truma, we will say that as long as there is some sort of Tam, for that reason that Truma is not Batzel. And for that reason, Ravina was Savar Shura B'Meya V'Chad, since from Truma one sees that there is a Tam up till Meya. That is one Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara is because from this that Truma is not Batzel up till Meya V'Chad. From there one sees that in order to be considered Kamandalesa, one needs a Shira Meya. This by Truma one needs a Shira Meya is because one needs a Truma to be Nevad B'miutai. And for that reason one needs a Shira Meya in order that the Truma should be Nevad B'miutai. Since for Meya, the Shira Isser is such a small percentage that the Isser is considered Kamandalesa. And so to Achir one sees in the Sheet of the Rambam, in Perek Tesvav, Mehochas Malchos HaSuris HaChehei, and Halacha Lamed, that the Rambam says, by any taruvas of Isser, by Memine, by Mishaino Mine, Kishaino Mishita Menu Trichim Shirmea, and the Makar for Shirmea is learnt out from Truma, which is based on this, Reicha Shaino Mishita Menu one needs, Shayaave Bimiutai, and in order Shayaave Bimiutai one needs a Shir of Mea, and for that reason Ravina was Savar Shura Bimea Vachad, just like Truma. Since the Meya V'chad, it is Nevad B'miutai. That is another Mahalech with which one can explain Pshat in the Havamina of Ravina. In Tesis and Arsugia one sees that as far as the Salacha, that Truma is only Oila B'echad Umeya. Even though as far as Lach B'lach is concerned, we are Mechalek to Min B'minai and Min B'shein Eminai, and the Lach of Echad Umeya only applies to Min B'minai, and not to Mim Mishein Aminai. And as far as Mim Mishein Aminai, we will say that Mim Mishein Aminai is Batal B'Shishim. But as far as Yavish B'Yavish is concerned, as Rosh Hash is Medayik in our Tesis, one will need the Shir of Echad Umeya even by Mim Mishein Aminai. And so too we find in the Rash in Arla Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, and in the Rav in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Now, one has to understand what is the difference between Lach B'Lach, that we differentiate between Min B'minai and Min B'shein Aminai. And as far as Yavish B'Yavish, one needs the Halach of Echad Umeya, even by Min B'shein Aminai. So to explain Pshat, in these Rishayna Malchir, one has to say as follows, that there is a difference between the Bittul of Lach B'Lach and the Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish, that as far as the Bittul of Lach B'Lach is concerned, the Isser is considered Kamandalesa. And since the Isser is considered Kamandalesa, for that reason by Min B'Shein Eminai, that the Isser is considered Kamandalesa, one does not need the Shir of Echad Umeya. Only as far as Yavish B'Yavish is concerned, that the Isser is not considered Kamandalesa, do we need a Shir of Echad Umeya in order to matter the Taruvis. This that we explained, that one can differentiate between a Taruvis of Lach B'Lach and a Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish. And only as far as the Taruvas of Lach B'Lach do we say that the Isser is Kamandalesa, but not as far as the Taruvas of Yavish B'Yavish. So do we find in the case of Mishnah B'Shem the Arakorkas, in Perakal of Mihokas of Asatum Alochi Yedzayin, and in the Makar Chayim, in Simen Tav Mem Zayin Tav Katan Ches, that the Makar Chayim explains this, so we find in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Mem Zayin Tav Dalet, that the Minig is a Hokel. We do not say Chayzer v'Neir b'Pesach b'Taruvas Lach B'Lach. And even though as far as Chametz b'Pesach is concerned, Chametz b'Pesach is Oyser b'Mashehu, but still as long as was on Sarah before Pesach, we do not say Chayzer v'Neir b'Pesach is only by Taruvas Lach B'Lach. As an Asivis explained, Shekivon Shnesar v'Lach B'Lach Choshev Keman D'Leise v'Einoi Chayzer v'Neir. On the other hand, as far as Yavish B'Yavish, we will say that on Pesach, such a Taruvas is Chayzer V'Neir, since it was never considered Kamandalesa. That is a Chayra, how one can explain Pshat in our Tesis, and pshat in the shita of these Rishonim who differentiate between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.